First of all, there were some bombings, there were some string fightings. 3,600 schools had to close for different reasons. Some of them were just occupied by displaced. So there is a disruption in the studies of the children in Yemen. For two of them, grade 9 and grade 12, they have their examination mid of August. If they just don't attend and don't pass it, you know, their school year is lost. We don't want that, because education is so important during a conflict, because it protects children, it helps them also to feel a sense to normalcy. There is a psychosocial impact of education. We support the Yemeni government to mobilize teachers. We give some material, because some students have no pen, they just are drawing on the ground.
Children are drawing on the ground because they haven't got any paper or pens or any other materials to use.
Absolutely, this is what we heard from our colleagues there. That shows the extent to which children and their parents want to continue studying. And when you have nothing, when you don't have any paper, well, you study as you can, but they want to study. Despite, you know, the stress, the trauma, despite the children are killed, despite the lack of food and lack of water, they want to continue studying. So we help these two grades to attend their examination. 1.8 million children have not gone to school for more than 2 months, 2 months or more. And even before the conflict in Yemen, 2 million children were out of the schools. You know, it's really moving to see that children want to study when there are bombings, when there are street fightings, and when there is no food, no electricity, and no paper. So they send a clear message, and we try to be as efficient as possible in this difficult context.
How much money do you need for this?
We need $11 million to support rehabilitation of damaged schools, provision of teaching and learning resources, training of teachers, and also community workers to provide psychosocial support.
It's not just about the education, is it? It's about, as you say, the continuity for the children.
Yes, again, education is, when we talk about education in a conflict area, it's not only about math, about, you know, literature, about physics. It's a lot about finding back, getting back a sense of normalcy, getting the feeling that life continues, and it has an enormous impact on the psychosocial condition of children, you know, to be able to continue to go to school, to have a kind of normalcy. That's extremely powerful.